Ainsley from Magic 105.4, and welcome to this, the first edition of Wildside, your new podcast from ZSL London Zoo. Over the next few minutes, we'll be taking you behind the scenes for this exclusive Access All Areas look at the day-to-day running of the zoo. In this edition, we'll be getting up close to our gorillas Bobby, Effie, Zaire and Majuku in our new gorilla kingdom, taking a closer look at the hummingbirds exhibition at the Blackburn Pavilion, and starting, rather cleverly at A, with the first part of our animal alphabet. And stay tuned, because at the end of this edition, there's a chance for you to win a unique gift for yourself or someone special with a ZSL animal adoption. So settle back and enjoy Wildside.
In March, ZSL London Zoo unveiled its latest exhibit, Hummingbirds at Blackburn Pavilion. It's your chance to get nose to beak with everything from exotic toucans and soaring starlings to kooky kookaburras, plush partridges, and of course, exquisite hummingbirds. One of the best things about the exhibit is how it stimulates all your senses. You enter a world of lush rainforest foliage and waterfalls and catch flashes of colour from the vast array of beaks, wings, and feathers fluttering on display, with many free-flying around their new tropical home. As an important part of ZSL London Zoo's heritage, Blackburn Pavilion provides a tranquil tropical home for more than 50 different species of birds. Originally built in 1883 as a reptile house, this marvellous Victorian building has been restored to provide the flocks with a splendid place to spread their wings. Keeper Paul Atkin takes us under his wing for a tour of the exhibit.
They are the only hummingbirds on display in the UK as we speak. We have three females and looking to get a male, hopefully. Being very aggressive animals, you have to keep them all separate. They will kill each other if you put two together. But we're looking to get a male, and he will hopefully, fingers crossed, be able to mate with all three females. Being tropical birds, most of the birds we've got in here come from tropical zones of Africa, Southeast Asia and South America. So they are quite restricted in the temperature requirements. Quite a few of them will be able to survive in an outside aviary with the British climate, but they're less likely to breed. For most zoos in the UK and most of the good zoos in the world, really, it's breeding endangered species and educating the public. We have two species in the Blackburn Pavilion that are actually extinct in the wild, the Socorro dove and the Barley starling. Both critically endangered. There's about between 250 and 300 barley starlings left in existence. The hummingbirds are quite unique in the way they fly, being able to hover, fly backwards and forwards, upside down even. They have a specific arrangement of the bones in their wing, which makes them much more manoeuvrable than the majority of birds. Most birds can actually hover for a limited amount of time, but hummingbirds are specialists at it. They can do it almost asleep if they want to. Because their diet is primarily nectar, they have a very, very fast metabolism. And some species of hummingbirds that live in the mountains of South America, they actually go into a sort of hibernation, a torpor, at night, just to sleep. If they kept the same metabolic rate at night without feeding, they would actually starve to death.
So if a tropical rainforest and some of the world's most amazing birds sounds like something your family will love, don't miss Hummingbirds at Blackburn Pavilion.
If there's one thing better than a great day out at ZSL London Zoo, it's a great year at ZSL London Zoo. A ZSL annual membership starts from only £34 and entitles you to a full year-round experience. So, for all the animals, all year round, get a ZSL annual membership. For details, see zsl.org/shop.
Welcome back to Wildside. It took almost 18 months to build and cost £5.3 million and has become one of ZSL's most popular attractions. It is, of course, Gorilla Kingdom. And now it's got a new resident. Majuku has joined Bobby, Effie and Zaire in this state-of-the-art exhibition, which brings down the bars and lets visitors get closer than ever before to these amazing animals. We ask keeper Daniel Simmons to take us right to the heart of Gorilla Kingdom.
Yeah. We've got Bobby, the male. He's 25 years old. Big animal, weighs about 175 kilos. And then his group of three females. We've got the oldest female, Zaire, who came to us from Jersey Zoo a long time ago. She's actually 33 now. And then the two younger females, firstly Effie, who came to us from Leipzig Zoo. She's 15. And then our most recent arrival, who's quite a popular animal at the zoo and has been ever since she arrived, and that's Majuku, also known as Juki. She's a nine-year-old animal and came to us from Chessington Zoo. And she's a brilliant animal, as are all the rest, but she was pretty much the making of the group. She came along and she's very social, became Bobby's instant love straight away, and they sort of consummated their relationship. I think it was about 17 times in the first 4 days since she arrived. So we can take it from that that Bobby likes her and she likes him. She's a lovely animal. She's quite a slight animal. She needs to be seen. She's a very pretty animal. Gorillas are very, very distinct facially, just like humans. And she's quite a cute-looking animal, and the public really love her. And she gets a lot of enjoyment as well from the public. She likes playing with the kids, as do most of the gorillas. They'll sit at the glass. And quite often, if kids walk away, the gorillas will actually bang on the glass and point at them and almost beckon the kids to come back because they like the interaction, especially with the youngsters. ZSL London Zoo is one of the largest conservation charities in the world, and two of our key aims are conservation and education. Conservation focuses, for example, with gorillas, two projects that we've got for those animals in Central Africa. One is in Gabon, where we have a large ecotourism centre set up to basically protect gorillas in their natural habitat. Education is a case of us informing the public about the importance of animals like gorillas. An additional purpose for having the animals is they're part of an international breeding program. They're critically endangered in the wild, so it's our responsibility to make sure we've got a long-term, sustainable population in captivity. I think probably the best part for the job for me is that it's kind of a... I can come at it from two angles. I'm passionate about conservation and about animals, and working for ZSL, I basically get the best of both worlds. Because I love animals so much, I'm really quite privileged to every day be able to spend my time with animals like Western Lowland gorillas and big cats and a range of other animals, and that's brilliant. Considering we're in the middle of London, I really couldn't ask for a better job. So those are probably my main reasons for why I like it so much. I suppose little secrets-wise, people, perhaps if they come and see Zaire, oldest female, they'll soon know that she loves bright colours. So if people have got brightly coloured shoes, especially the colour pink, she loves. She often likes looking at women's handbags. If women have got particularly glitzy handbags, Zaire will always come over. She's a real girl. She loves that. Bobby's a real guy's guy. He'll pretend to be interested in nothing, so he kind of gets on with his own things. And the other two younger females, Majuku and Effie, like I said before, they love kids and they love just looking at kids and interacting with them. So I suppose those are little things to look out for people that come and see gorillas at Gorilla Kingdom.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. An experience that'll be remembered forever. Become a keeper for a day at ZSL London Zoo, and you'll get closer than ever before to some of our most popular animals. It's your chance to get a unique insight into the day-to-day life of our keepers and our animals. Keeper for a day at ZSL London Zoo. For details, see zsl.org/shop.
Animal Alphabet, the A to Z of the wild.
A
is for anteater. A giant anteater can stick its tongue out more than 60 centimetres. When eating, anteaters flick their tongues up to 160 times per minute.
B
is for bat. Chiropetrin, the Greek name for bats, translates as hand wing, and bats make up about 20% of the world's mammal population.
C
is for chinchilla. Native to South America, chinchillas make a variety of noises, including chirps, squeaks, and barks.
D
is for dung beetle. Dung beetles can be found on every continent in the world, apart from Antarctica. They're a relatively modern group of beetles. Their fossils only extend back to 40 million years ago.
E
is for elephant. Generally, elephants have no natural predators, apart from man. They do, however, have 100,000 different muscles in their trunk. ZSL's herd of Asian elephants can be found at ZSL Whipsnade Zoo.
F
is for frog. There's over 5,000 different types of frog, and you'll mostly only hear their calls during mating season.
G
is for giraffe. Giraffes can grow up to 18 feet and sleep for a maximum of only 2 hours a day.
H
is for hippo. Despite their short, stocky legs, hippos can run at up to 30 miles an hour and spend as much as 5 hours a day grazing. That's it for now. There's more Animal Alphabet next time on Wildside.
Transport yourself to Africa. Bring your family to meet Majuku, the new member of our family at Gorilla Kingdom at ZSL London Zoo. It's your chance to see these magnificent animals in a natural, green, lush environment.
Everybody come to Gorilla Kingdom!
For details and to book, see zsl.org.
I'm Steve Priestley from Magic 105.4, and that was Wildside. We'll be back next month with another edition, available through either your ZSL newsletter or at magic.co.uk/zoo. But before we go, as promised, here's your chance to win that amazing animal adoption. Just tell us in which year the Reptile House, which is now home to the Blackburn Pavilion, was built. Was it A, 1783, B, 1883, or C, 1993? Email your answer to editor@zsl.org. The closing date is August the 18th. And don't worry if you don't win. Animal adoptions are available on the ZSL website, as are all the terms and conditions. Well, that's all from me. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next month.